This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When young people are looking for a spouse, I think this is probably the best advice to give a young man or a young woman looking for a husband or wife, is to look for somebody, get this, who simply fears God and who cares about people. I guarantee you, if a woman marries a man who does not fear God and who doesn't care about people, she's going to have problems in that relationship. It's just a matter of time. If a man picks a woman who doesn't fear God, who doesn't care about people, it won't be too long in the relationship, whether it's weeks, months, or even a few years. There's going to be problems, because that is a terrible combination of traits to have, to say, I don't fear the Lord and I don't care about people. And so the message to a young person today, someone looking for a spouse, find someone who does fear Almighty God, which means to respect Him, to honor Him, to believe in Him. That's what it means to fear God. And a person who cares about people simply has an awareness that there are other people on this planet besides me. And there are people who have needs besides me. And there are people who have cares besides me and have problems besides my problems. That's what it means to care about people. The judge. Let's bring up the second person in our story, the widow. She had nothing and had no power. Jesus, in my mind, purposely used an illustration of a widow for this reason. A widow represented, in this day and age, the least power of any individual. A widow had no financial clout. A widow had no political clout. A widow had no government assistance. There was no Social Security. There were no food stamps. There were no aid programs, SSI and all the other programs, Medicare, Medicaid. None of that existed. And so to say a person was a widow was to say she was the most powerless and weakest person in the community. So here you have a judge who doesn't fear God. He doesn't care about people, let alone this widow. And you've got the most powerless, weakest person there is. And Jesus uses that as an illustration about persistence in prayer for you and for me. Well, let's bring up the message of the story. The first one is this. Persistence in prayer is not just a suggestion. The Lord wants to see it in my life. Can we bring that up? The persistence in prayer is not just a suggestion. The Lord wants to see it in my life. I was wondering, why is it that the Lord wants me to be persistent in prayer? Does the Lord stand up in heaven and He's got His arms folded and He's looking down at you and me and say, a few more 100 times. Come on. You prayed 200 times about this. I want to see 300. Just like, you know, give me 50 push-ups, a Marine sergeant. No, that's not what it is. It has nothing to do with it. What it is about persistence in prayer is the Lord wants me to develop a relationship that comes through persistent prayer. Tell me who you talk to all the time, and I'll tell you the people you probably have relationships with. Tell me the people you never talk to, and I'll tell you people you don't have a relationship with. There's something to be said about communicating with anybody on a consistent, persistent level. You develop a relationship with that person, whether you're aware of it or not, and whether they're aware of it or not. And I think the demand for persistence in prayer by Jesus is to say, develop a relationship. And it's also not just a relationship, but it's a relationship of trust. It's a relationship of trust that I'm going to develop a relationship with my Heavenly Father that demonstrates that not only do I believe He's capable of answering my prayers, I trust that He will.
And I believe it's quite possible somebody's listening and say, that's a real stretch for me to believe that I can trust God to answer my prayer. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.